Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the HUG hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. On today's show, we're talking about how you and your spouse can have a sexy Christmas that will blow your minds.
And there's a quote attributed to Mandy Hale that says, "Too busy is a myth. People make time for the things that are really important for them." And if we're talking about having a sexy Christmas, that is something that's important. And it mm-hmm. is something that you can make time for, as we're going to talk about in today's show. But first, we start each and every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And, you know, a hug is really an opportunity for us to celebrate the two of you, to celebrate what's happening in your marriage, to celebrate what you've done to make your marriage extraordinary. And this hug came from an email that we received that started with, "I just attended your live Six Pillars of Intimacy workshop this evening and would like to thank you for the valuable information. I loved being able to ask questions in the chat box and have you answer my questions live. I asked the question about vaginismus and was so appreciative of Elisa addressing my question and sharing the book recommendation."
Yeah, we love those workshops. So join us. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who don't know, like a lot of the books that we talk about and share about, we have on our Amazon shop. You can go check them out at oneextraordinarymarriage.amazon.
oneextraordinarymarriage.com/Amazon.
Yes, there you go.
She went on to say, "I highly recommend that people join in on your live webinar since it feels like such a personal experience." And, you know, just as a side note, I mean, marriage is about relationships.
That's right.
And about how you cultivate those relationships and how you make time. And I love that this couple just invested in themselves mm-hmm. to have this extraordinary marriage. And, you know, it's so important that couples, you know, get into this place of creating the marriage that they desire. And that's why, you know, during this month, we're really focusing on the six pillars mm-hmm. and what that looks like during the month of December. Right. And, you know, we've talked about financial intimacy and we've talked about how to really have those hard conversations. And, you know, there's another pillar that can be dramatically impacted in the month of December, and that's your sexual intimacy pillar.
That's right.
Right. You can get caught up in, you know, those long nights of trying to get the projects done before year end. You can, you know, be scrambling to find and order and get delivered just the right present. It's the stress of, you know, whether or not the gifts are going to arrive on time, or you're going to have time to wrap them, or when are you going to assemble them if you have little kids and you have to do all the assembly type stuff. And, you know, it's the holiday sniffles and the fatigue, because let's face it, every December, There's something going around,
mm-hmm.
right? And all of that can make it feel like sex is just, oh my gosh, one more thing on the list of things that got to get done.
On top of, and even on this list, I'm thinking, gosh, Christmas lights, Christmas tree, stocking, mm-hmm. indoor decoration, outdoor decoration, you know, those the cookies, movies that you're watching together as a family mm-hmm. or with friends or whatever may be going on.
Sexual intimacy at its core, it's that closeness and that connection that's created through all of your sexual interactions. And you don't want this pillar to have a crack in it come January, which means that we actually need to take a look at what you can do in the month of December, right? You know, because even in our lives, this is a pillar that has definitely over the years, you know, been neglected and had cracks in it, you know, during the month of December. I mean, we've shared numerous times on the show that, you know, both of our children were born between Thanksgiving and Christmas, which means we have a lot of birthday celebrations. We're doing things with the kids. It's a time of year that's packed with Christmas performance and Christmas parties. And we have two active teenagers. Uh-huh. So no joke. It's like, oh, this one's got a Christmas party over here. And this one's like, Mom, I need you to take me here. And you know, all the back and forth. And I still, you guys, I still remember, even though they're, you know, I've got one about to turn 18, I still remember being in that place of trying to find the perfect Christmas present. I remember one year, you want to talk about interrupting your sexual intimacy, at like 9 o'clock at night, I find one Target in San Diego that has the Jabba the Hutt sail barge.
No, that was Toys R Us. Toys R Us because it was down on Mira Mesa Boulevard.
Oh, you're right.
And we lived in Poway, and I had a...
I went.
No. That was the year I went.
I'm telling you, I ran to Mira Mesa to get a Lego set. Regardless...
And so did I.
Okay, well, there were multiple years we were buying Lego sets. So it's
maybe we're talking about two different years.
But here's what that looks like, right, you guys? Because, you know, like, we're literally like, it's 9 o'clock, and they're like, yeah, you have to come... We're not holding it. You have to come get it right now. So forget trying to have sex that night because somebody is going to make a kid's dream come true because it's the one Lego set that he wanted that year. And so these are the kinds of things we do, right? We're gift wrapping late into the night. We're, you know, just being in this place where everything else became a priority or we build it as a priority in our minds over what the sexual intimacy looks like between the two of us. And that can be a really dangerous place because anything that you start to neglect over time, the pillars get cracks in it. Straight up gets cracks in it. It's like we asked you guys this past week on Instagram stories, we were like, hey, what does your sex life look like during the month of December? Right? Straight up. What does this look like? And, you know, we asked the question, do you have sex more often or less often this month? And 54% of you said less often.
Okay. So, I mean. And,
but again, I didn't ask the follow-up question of how much is less often, right? Is it not happening at all?
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
I didn't ask that question. So.
But still, it tends to decrease from those in the one family. We can say there is a decrease in sexual intimacy in the month of December. Okay.
And then the second question that we asked was, are you more likely to have a quickie or take your time, right? Because we do know that time is a little bit more of the essence.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
During the month of December. And 56% said more often it's going to be a quickie.
And that I would say that would make sense as well. And I would say over the years for us, you know, this month, yeah, it is because we are still trying to be intimate, sexually intimate, and yet there isn't like mounds of time, say in like what ends up happening in January because everything is sort of done, everything is put away, and it's sort of like, wow, we can start the new year now. But yeah, I could see where it's more of a, hey, we still want to connect. It's just we're not going to have drawn out foreplay and romance. And, you know, this is going to be an hour, 2 hour, 3 hour ordeal. This is going to be like, let's jump in the shower, bend over, let's have sex, let's roll.
Straight up.
There it is.
Straight up from Tony.
Make sure you use your lube if you're in the shower.
Yes. Water-based.
Yes.
Water-based in the shower. But, you know, we started getting this information from the one family about, okay, what's this looking like? And then wanted to take it a step further and say, okay, well, what is a sexy gift that you want from your spouse? Because we're talking about, because sometimes the challenge comes in, we don't think we have enough time, right? And we're dealing with everything else and we don't actually know what to do. Like, what would be a gift sexually that we could give our spouses this month? And so it was amazing to get your responses. I mean, I love asking the one family questions. And the reason why is because you all are so transparent with us and it allows us to be able to share with you what's really going on in the world. And so here were some of the top answers. Lots and lots of people would love a new toy.
Now, and here's something I would also think too, it could be something that, and as we talked about before, you know, we're talking about that Christmas shopping. This may even be one of those deals where, is this a Christmas shopping like it's going to be presented on Christmas Day? Is it just sort of like a sexy time unwrapping for the two of you, stocking? Or is it maybe like a 12 days of Christmas type idea, or, you know, before Christmas? So I think these are also conversations that you could be having where it's sort of like, hey, we're going to have like a little Christmas present on the bed, you know, a couple of times as we lead up to Christmas or something of that nature. And I'm just thinking outside the box here where some of you already may be there.
Well, and I know in years past, we've actually gotten pictures from those of you in the one family that you have your own his and her stockings that are only in your bedroom and they're just for the two of you. So that may be where the sexy toys come in. And even just discussing that, like one person said, you know, thanks to One Extraordinary Marriage and to the show, like this has been the year they've actually gotten into toys. So they'd love to have a new one to add to their, you know, so those are the types of things.
I love it.
That, you know, people, spouses are looking for. A lot of you said lingerie. But here was the really interesting thing about doing lingerie as a gift. There were so many nuances, you guys, to this answer. Some women wanted their husbands to completely pick it out and even said, it's okay if you ask my size because I want you, hubby, to pick it out. Mm-hmm. Other women were like, please just give me a gift card because I totally want to pick this out myself. Right. So you got to know who you're married to, guys. Mm-hmm. And I would even go so far as to ask the question, do you want me to pick it out or do you want to pick? Because I want to make you happy and I want to be happy too. So let's have this conversation.
Here's the thing. And we shared it last week when mm-hmm. we were talking about having those Christmas conversations is set the expectation. Mm-hmm. If you guys know what you want, it doesn't diminish from the joy and the happiness of having Christmas together or a Christmas sexy, you know, a sexy Christmas gift or something of that nature. Realize in marriage, sometimes the best place to be is setting those expectations and then going through with it.
Yeah.
And then going through with it, because I think that's where we truly win and serve one another. It does. We can still have joy in it. I mean, hey, if your wife wants a gift card or your husband wants a gift card, there's still joy in that, mm-hmm. in knowing. And I do want to say, over the years, I think the early in our years, there was the like surprise me. Mm-hmm. Let me open up something. And over the years, I think, and those of you who've been married longer may sense this as well, is that you do so much life together that there are little things that you probably could get, but bigger items, like just set the expectation and just know, especially when it comes to like toys or lingerie or things of that nature that are going to be amazing to both of you.
Have some conversations. I love a few other nuances on the lingerie. Somebody, you know, a few people even said, you know, just skip the lingerie and go straight to a big red bow. Like we don't even
on
the person.
Oh
yeah. Like okay. just look like a present and okay. call it good. And I love one response was even, you know, I'd love the lingerie from the movie Elf. So if you remember that scene where the dad was opening the present because Buddy got it mm-hmm. for someone special, like, but you can get creative with that.
We do have more women and wives who answer on Instagram.
True.
So I'm going to just talk to my men and my husbands. Like, hey, guys, and wives, you can also get your husband uh-huh. like some sexy underwear or something sexy that he looks good in that you want to take off of him.
Or even something fun. You can yeah. get fun Christmas underwear.
Yeah. I know. I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying those are fun things that you can enjoy together. There's a great company called Shinesty. You guys got to check them out. They are hilarious. They even have matching underwear sets. So like a gift one and like a nutcracker one for him and for her. It's absolutely hilarious. I'll put a link here in the episode notes. You can also go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/Shinesty and you can just look at their catalog. It is hilarious. You're going to be seeing some pictures of Elisa and I, not in underwear.
No, not in underwear.
But we did buy matching Christmas outfits that we're going to be sharing and we got them from Shinesty. So, hey, go look at it together. Maybe pick something out that would just be fun to be under the tree for the two of you.
You know, other gifts, you know, in terms of tangible things, like, you know, people have mentioned the Liberator flip ramp or boudoir photos. You know, there are different ways that you can actually do something tangible. And then it was really interesting because there were, you know, all of those comments, you know, were tangible things. And then there were the comments that said, you know, for a sexy Christmas, I want an experience with my spouse, right? And that experience could be things from like a romantic getaway that he or she have planned, you know, where it's just the two of us and we can just, you know, lounge around, just be naked together. There were other people that said, hey, I would love, you know, a sexy massage.
Wow. You know, from your spouse.
Yeah. That was a spouse thing. That was not like, go give me a massage. You know, people asked for oral sex and they asked for date nights.
Well, those would be interesting. In setting up like a sexy Christmas idea, there would be sort of like make your own coupons.
I literally just had the same idea.
You know what I mean? Because I think with some of those items, especially when you're talking about like an oral sex and a massage and different things of that nature, just having a sort of a coupon book that you would just make and put together. I'm sure there's something out there as well. I mean, you probably find something somewhere. And put that under the tree because I think that's the gift that keeps on giving.
Hello. I mean, you could actually, you know, do that and say, you know, you redeem one each month or one a week, or you could have so much fun with that. You know, and it's getting to this place of looking at, you know what, having a sexy Christmas isn't just about the sex.
Mm-hmm.
It's looking at all the different aspects of your sexual intimacy. And we want to talk about that, but let's do that after this word from our sponsor. So as you're looking at your sexual intimacy this month, it's really important that you take inventory of where the two of you are. You know, what's going on? What do you have on the calendar? And how can you connect? Because ultimately, we don't want sexual intimacy. We don't want actually any intimacy to be put on hold for a month. And then you're just like, okay, yeah, we'll pick that up in the future. Like that'll be in 2021. You know, that'll be next year. We'll just pick that right back up. Because if we're not having the conversations around it, then it can feel like a growing disconnect. And that's why we're doing these shows, to help you stay connected in the different intimacies during a month that has a tendency to pull couples apart.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up, you know, have a conversation around, you know, are there sexy things that you want, or are there sexy experiences that you want? Because some of you are married to people that want the sexy things, right? Like the coupon book or the lingerie or the sexy underwear, or, you know, a new toy or a flip ramp or things like that. You may be married to that person. And some of you are married to people that want sexy experiences with you. And until you have the question, there's a reason we did, you know, the Christmas conversations last week before we did the show on, you know, sexy Christmas, because you got to be able to have the conversations, like Tony said, to know what your spouse wants.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they're thinking, you know what, I want a new toy, and you're like, hey, I'm going to do a sexy date night, there's a disconnect. Somebody's going to be disappointed, and it's not going to go the way that you want it to go. And I want to encourage you this month, right? You know, there's red everywhere, which is a really sexy color. There's tinsel everywhere. Like, this is a month where couples are still having sex. In fact, just as a little side note, you guys, I was doing some research on sex in the month of December. You know, it's the weird things that we research over here at One Extraordinary Marriage. And it turns out that, and I'm going to walk you back into this, it turns out that September 16th has been statistically proven to be the highest birth date. So if you go back 9 months, guess where you end up?
December.
You end up in December. So there are lots of people having sex this month,
which is great.
And we want the two of you to be sexually intimate this month too. You can get creative. You can have the his and her stockings that we mentioned that literally are just for the two of you. Hang them up in your bedroom. If your kids come in, you just say, that's mommy and daddy's stocking, right? Do not touch. Don't go in there. Don't snoop. Don't do anything. It's not for you. You'll be scarred for life if you have teenagers. It's okay to tell them that. You know, choose the lingerie that is festive. I mean, there's Santa Claus lingerie or Mrs. Claus lingerie. There's, you know, red lingerie. You can get lingerie with, you know, like white fur on it. Like, you can go to Amazon, guys, and find literally anything.
Yeah.
But get festive.
I've been seeing ads on Facebook recently, like all these interesting little, I don't know why I'm getting them, but I am.
Well, it's because of what we search.
Yeah, well, that's probably it too. But I'm getting all these women lingerie like ads.
Oh, am I getting lingerie?
No. That's what I'm saying. I don't know why I'm getting it, but there are some cute stuff in there. Like, there are some really cool ones that I've been looking at. I'm like, oh, you know what? That'd be sort of fun to get Elisa. And then I'm like, ah, okay, well, let me think about that one. But it's just funny, like, some of the stuff that you see, and just like, and I know Elisa, that if I were to pick her up some lingerie, I would ask her size by far. I'm not going to like guess at it. So I would just ask her for it, mm-hmm. and just be like, what is it? And pick it up. Because I know that, hey, she'll most likely like it.
Yeah.
If not, I totally get it. And I'm not going to be like hurt or anything. I'll just be like, all right, let's just make sure we get something that does fit, or one that you like better.
Absolutely. And it's getting creative with your time. You know, maybe you are wrapping presents at night, but you've got the fireplace going and you're like, you know what, I'm going to wrap up at 9:30, and then we're going to have sexy time, however the two of you define that, in front of the fireplace.
On the bearskin rug.
Which Tony has been talking about on this show for the last 10 and a half years, and we still do not have a bearskin rug.
Because you can't find a bearskin rug. The largest thing we could ever find was like some sheepskin rug, or like, and that was like at Costco, and it was so small.
I don't even, like, is bearskin, this is a total aside, is bearskin actually comfortable to be on? Do we know?
Well, you wouldn't be on the You'd be on the fur side, honey, so you could, I'm sure but it's treated, so it would be like...
Okay, I don't know, and I've never actually... I don't know either. Like, I know you have this, is kind of like me swinging from the chandeliers, like I know you have this image, but you've been talking about bearskin rugs for 10 years, and I just don't know if they're comfortable, or if this is just something that you've built up.
Maybe we need to go to like Wyoming or Montana, to some like cabin in the woods where they already have one there.
We're going
to
hear from...
What do we have in Big Bear that one time when we went to that one...
Knickerbocker.
Didn't they have something on the... Didn't we? No. Okay.
No.
All right. Well, we digress on sex here.
Yeah. Because, and you know, it's funny that whole digression. Sometimes you're just going to get really creative and you're going to do something that may be absolutely crazy. Like we had this experience this past week.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It is December. We have all of these things going on, just like the two of you. You know, a week ago, Saturday, we were in bed. It was my day to initiate because you all know that we've switched my days.
And prior to that, we were sick.
We were sick.
I mean, this is the first episode I'm doing in the last 3 weeks where my mind isn't foggy and I actually feel alive and fully present.
So we're in bed. We've had sex because it's my day to initiate and we're trying to get back on track after being so sick. And you know, I lean over to Tony and I'm like, hey, we keep talking about the fact that we have not done a sex challenge this year.
And it's getting towards the end of the year.
It's December. Like we're legitimately running out of days.
We have done a sex challenge every year since we did our 60-day sex challenge in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the idea of not doing one was kind of like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? So guys, literally we decided in the moment right after having sex.
No. We had talked about it and then it was sort of like, all right, let's see what happens tomorrow because it was going to be Sunday. And we had discussed it. We were like, let's go for this. Yeah. Right. But let's also just make sure we feel good and let's see how we feel on Sunday.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We jumped into a sex challenge.
We did.
In December. With everything else going on.
Not 100% healthy at that point in time.
Not 100% healthy. There's still obligations on the calendar. We're still having to make adjustments.
Catch up from all the work that we had not done.
But here's why I bring this up. Because we did it, you guys. Mm-hmm. And I share that with you because you can. You can say, you know what? We're going to be radical in the month of December. We're going to have a December that is sexually intimate. We're going to keep this pillar strong in a time when everybody else is like, yeah, you know what? We'll just pick that up in January. And so I want that to be an encouragement to you. You don't have to do a 7-day sex challenge. You may decide to do naughty and nice talking. You may choose what works. And in fact, I would encourage you to choose what works for the two of you. But give each other the gift of sexual intimacy this month.
Yeah.
Choose to have that connection and that closeness around your sexual connection. Make it a priority and then see what happens as you head into January.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love this time of year because there is just, there's a lot going on and yet it's the month when you can be intentional and you can take action. And when you do that in your sexual intimacy, it just starts to spark what's going to happen as you jump into 2021. And so like Elisa said, we encourage you, make this a sexy Christmas. Whatever way that looks for the two of you, maybe it is a sex challenge. Maybe it's a 3-day sex challenge. Maybe it's you're going to have sex on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Heck, whatever it may be. Maybe it's just saying, you know what? We're going to break out of the mold and we're not going to have sex in our bed this month.
Ooh.
Whatever that may be, explore your sexual intimacy this month together. Enjoy it, even with all the things that are going on. Set those expectations for one another and enjoy one another. We're truly honored and blessed to have you guys part of the One family, and we're excited as you go have yourselves a very merry, sexy Christmas. You guys have yourselves a fantastic week, and we'll catch you next week. Love you guys.